1. Scene 2. Quince's house, Athens. Quince, snug. Bottom, flute. Snout and Starveling, members of an amateur theatre group, are sitting in the living room of Quince's house.
You're all here because, in my opinion, you're the best men in Athens to perform a play for the Duke on his wedding night.
Well, tell us the name of the play and then tell us which roles we're going to play.
The play is called The Most Lamentable Comedy and Most Cruel Death of Pyramus and Thisbe.
Ah, a very good play. Now, tell us our roles.
You'll play Pyramus.
Is Pyramus a lover or a tyrant?
He's a lover. He kills himself for love.
Then I'll make the audience cry. Tell us the other roles.
Flute, you'll play Thisbe.
Who's Thisbe? Is he a duke or a king?
No, she's a lady. Pyramus loves her.
I can't play a woman. I've got a beard.
That's not important. You'll wear a mask.
I want to wear a mask and play Thisbe. Listen to my interpretation.
Oh, Pyramus! My love!
No, Bottom, you must play Pyramus and Flute will play Thisbe.
All right, then. Continue.
Snout will play a wall. Snug will play a lion. And Starveling will play the moon.
Please give me the lion's dialogue immediately, because it's difficult for me to memorise things.
Don't worry. You only have to roar.
Then let me play the lion too. I can roar better than anybody. The Duke will hear me and say, he must roar again.
You'll roar too well, Bottom. You'll frighten all the noble ladies and they'll start to scream hysterically. The Duke will execute us if you play the lion.
You're right. If I frighten the ladies too much, the Duke will execute us. Don't worry, I'll roar quietly like a bird.
Bottom, you must play Pyramus because he's a very attractive man, and you're the most attractive man here.
All right, then. I'll play Pyramus. What colour beard should I use for the role? Purple? Yellow? Black?
Your face is too attractive to cover with a beard. Don't use one.
He distributes copies of the play.
Please learn your parts for tomorrow night, gentlemen. We'll meet in the wood outside town to rehearse there, secretly. No one must learn about our production and copy us. Goodbye. Until tomorrow night, my friends.